I would like to ask the question, Jewel. When creating a vision board, what are the most important steps to make the board? I know you're looking at your life in a way, but I don't want to feel like an imposter. So can you help give me a little clarity on what my goals are for the vision board?
I absolutely love your question about vision board. I have been hosting vision board classes for over 30 years. Every January, I was teaching others about a vision board. A well-crafted vision board helps you to define and organize the goals that you want to achieve. It's a great creative exercise. Also, it helps overcome depression. It creates your internal motivation. It stimulates your brain health. It creates anticipation and clarity and movement. You start taking action towards your goals and dreams. Because, honey, faith without work is dead. You got to do something about the things that you want to be, to do, and to have. A vision board helps you to choose images. You can cut out words, you can cut out symbols, you can cut out quotes, you can cut out affirmations, and realize that having a vision board, it's not about a competition. There's no right or wrong way to do it. It's simply outwardly expressing your personal desires according to your lifestyle and your dreams, the things that you want to experience. You know, when I was a little girl, okay, I'm dating myself now, but there was no Amazon and no social media. My sisters and I would sit on the porch with these big, bulky Sears or Spiegel catalogs full of pictures of clothes and household items. And as little girls, my sisters and I would just flip through those pages all the time, all throughout the year, just picking out clothes, visualizing how we would look in the skirts, the shoes, the coats, and the dresses. You see, we had childlike faith and we had fun. And doing your vision board should be fun. Too often adults become discouraged and burned out. And they stop dreaming and they stop believing that they could be, do, or have anything. Unfortunately, we lose our childlike faith and we start to have more faith in lack and fear and unworthiness and struggle. Whatever you focus on the most, that's where your faith is going. So if you think that there's not enough, if you think you're not worthy, if you live in fear, that's where your faith is going. But having a vision board should help stimulate you. You know, we often say things like, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, the vision board empowers you to see it so you can begin to believe that anything is possible. But again, faith without work is dead. So creating your vision board, you know, you can use magazines. What I did is I went online and because I got rid of a lot of magazines. I used to keep so many magazines and I got rid of a lot of clutter. So I went online and I would go to Google Images and I would download pictures of a refrigerator or a car or money, a cruise ship, exercising. You could cut out pictures of homes, happy couples, a grand opening of a new business, writing a book, airplane travel. Cut out any images that just excite you and print them out and put them on your vision board. Because when you're doing your vision board, it helps to, you know, create some clarity about what you truly, truly want. You're not going to be competing or comparing with anybody else. But the key is you got to consistently look at your vision board to stimulate your reticular activating system in your brain. And what that system does, it creates an algorithm in your brain to select anything that will support what you are thinking about, what you are believing, and what you're trying to achieve. It's just like, you know, when I bought a car a couple years ago, all of a sudden I saw that car everywhere, the same model, the same color. They were everywhere. That's because the reticular activating system in my brain created an algorithm. It says, oh, this is what Jewel's interested in. Let's find a match to what she's thinking. That's why when you go online and you look for something, let's say, I know when I bought my refrigerator, all the ads kept popping up on my social media for refrigerators. Why? Because the computer figures out what is her interest and they make sure they keep sending me images, creating an algorithm to inspire me to buy it. That's how the brain works. And that's how a vision board can empower you. You could put your visions on your phone so you could see it often. You could create a book. I created an actual notebook because I wanted my vision board to be mobile. I wanted to be able to have it in the car. I wanted to be able to take it up and down the stairs. I do have a big board, but I really truthfully look at my vision book more than I look at my vision board because it's mobile. And also think about this. You could have more than one vision board. You could have one that focuses on your health. You could have one that focuses on your career or your purpose. You could have another board focusing on relationships, what you want your relationships to be with your family, your spouse, your friends. You could have one just focusing on money. So there's just so many things you could do. But the one thing I want you to remember, if your vision board is out of sight, then it's out of your mind. And the mind is your goal mind. It is a goal mind. And your vision board is going to help you to manifest what you want, but you got to keep it in sight. You just don't do the vision board and then stick it in the garage and hide it away. It's got to be something you see all the time. So it becomes a part of you. It begins to create an algorithm in your brain. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you working towards the goal. It creates clarity. And I'm telling you, it works. It works. It works. Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. And for those of you that are listening, I am Jewel Diamond Taylor, the self-esteem doctor. I am a conference speaker, an author, a life coach. I'm the founder of Women on the Grow, which is a 501c3 outreach ministry, helping women that are going through adversity. And if you would like to submit a question to me, I can receive it in an audio format by email, or you can call 323-964-1736, 323-964-1736, and leave a voicemail message, and then I can download your audio. You do not have to leave your name. I like for these to be anonymous, but if you want to leave your name, that's fine, but it can be anonymous. And if you want to send your audio clip to me by email, my email is jewelmotivates@gmail.com, jewelmotivates@gmail.com. Be sure to visit my website, jeweldiamondtaylor.com and womenonthegrow.org. And I want to thank you in advance for sharing this message with your circle of friends. God bless you and stay in the light.